on people of African descent has been expanded. And this intergovernmental working group and Durban itself need to be seen as part of a wider mechanism that includes also the committee on the elemental working group and Durban itself need to be seen as part of a wider mechanism that includes also the committee on the elimination of racial discrimination, duly represented here, and the working group of experts, Dominique's relation of racial discrimination, duly represented here, and the working group of experts, Dominique was here, and also the ongoing discussions on the establishment of the permanent forum for indigenous people, or for people of African descent, sorry, here, and also the ongoing discussions on the establishment of the permanent forum for indigenous people, or for people of African descent, sorry. All this in the current context of the International Decade of People of African Descent. And it is precisely within this, all this in the current context of the International Decade of People of African Descent. And it is precisely within this expanding architecture that the UN system, and particularly UNFPA, is increasing its engagement and commitment. Expanding architecture that the UN system, and particularly UNFPA, is increasing its engagement and commitment in giving visibility to the gaps affecting people of African descent within the scope of our mandate, of course, and in giving visibility to the gaps affecting people of African descent within the scope of our mandate, of course. And we also think that this international decade is very timely because it comes at the heels of the Agenda 2030 and the world's commitment to live in one. We also think that this international decade is very timely because it comes at the heels of the Agenda 2030 and the world's commitment to leave no one behind. And we think that this decade provides a concrete framework for the UN, member states, civil society, academia, all behind. And we think that this decade provides a concrete framework for the UN, member states, civil society, academia, all partners, to rally all of us and beyond to join together with people of African descent and take effective measures, to rally all of us and beyond to join together with people of African descent and take effective measures for the implementation of the program of activities in the spirit of recognition of equality, justice, and development, for the implementation of the program of activities, in the spirit of recognition of equality, justice, and development, in the spirit of human rights. In UNFPA, and I think that I can talk for the whole system, the human rights of all people, the spirit of human rights. In UNFPA, and I think that I can talk for the whole system, the human rights of all people, for us, particularly women and girls, is at the core of our work. And as the underpinning of our strategy, we have committed, for us, particularly women and girls, is at the core of our work. And as the underpinning of our strategy, we have committed to leave no one behind. And to do that, we have to reach first the ones who be left the furthest behind. And this is also the reason why we do leave no one behind. And to do that, we have to reach first the ones who be left the furthest behind. And this is also the reason why we've responded to the call for action for the International Decade for People of African Descent. We understand that we have to include responded to the call for action for the International Decade for People of African Descent. We understand that we have to include the ethnic racial dimension in the collection of data, as it was mentioned here before, and in the production of information, as it could the ethnic racial dimension in the collection of data, as it was mentioned here before, and in the production of information, as a key step to identify the living conditions of people of African descent and the persisting inequality gaps. And this is the first step to identify the living conditions of people of African descent and the persisting inequality gaps. And this is the first step required for the design of appropriate policies and the allocation of the resources they need, as it was clearly demonstrated.